SUNY Chancellor Jim Malatris says there is no cause for alarm at SUNY Oswego after 43 students tested positive for COVID-19 so far this week. That brings the total number of cases up to 64 since the beginning of the semester. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Malatris visited the campus on Wednesday, met with college officials, and tried to reassure the community.
Malatris says it looks like the uptick in cases could be the result of parties.
We want to keep students here and operating. If there has to be some mitigation efforts taken, we will keep students here as much as we can. But we all have to remain vigilant, and we all have to continue to do the right thing and socially distance and wear our masks and not go to mass gatherings.
He says he's confident SUNY Oswego will be able to keep students on campus for the remainder of the semester. He praised the college's reopening plan, including surveillance testing, which he says is key.
SUNY Upstate Medical University is working with our campuses to pool tests, so it's quick, cheap for all of our students and our faculty. The president has set up a testing site here just for those purposes, so we can now monitor and mitigate issues as they pop up. That's why you're seeing some of these cases. They're testing, they're understanding it.
The college is also increasing the number of isolation rooms to stop the spread and working with the city of Oswego. The city has had to shut down some parties and is also doing wastewater testing. SUNY Oswego implemented a testing program for students before the semester began, but it was not required by the state. Malatris, who has been working as chancellor for only a couple weeks, says just like the state, SUNY has had to ramp up testing, and now they can test more than 100,000 students and faculty a week.
But that just happened last week. So we have more testing capacity, we're going to use it.
Last week, Malatris ordered SUNY Oneonta to end in-person classes and on-campus housing after nearly 400 students tested positive for COVID-19. They're now at about 700 cases. In Oswego, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.